This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. In a virtual news conference, National Security Council spokesperson for the United States, John Kirby, says that Washington is imposing sanctions on roughly 120 firms and people in and out of Russia in a bid to choke off Moscow's war funding.
These sanctions will, among other things, further inhibit Russia's access to products that support its military and illegal war, curtail Russia's use of the international financial system, and starve Russia of G7-produced technology needed for its aerospace and defense sectors.
The sanctions imposed Thursday by the Treasury and State Departments target people and companies from Russia to the United Arab Emirates to Kyrgyzstan. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday that Russia had already launched nearly 70 missiles into Ukraine this week, as well as almost 90 Iranian-made Shahed drones carrying munitions. Zelensky says the victims of Russian strikes are being provided with the necessary assistance. Again and again, he thanks the employees of the ports and transport infrastructure in general who are doing everything to preserve Ukraine's export potential and access to the global economy. Russia carried out missile and drone strikes in southern and eastern Ukraine and caused damage to infrastructure in the Black Sea port of Odessa this week. Iraq expelled the Swedish ambassador Thursday in protest at a planned burning of the Quran in Stockholm that had prompted hundreds of protesters to storm and set alight the Swedish embassy in Baghdad. Swedish and Iraqi foreign ministries have condemned that attack. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website or you can download our mobile application. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Thursday that there are efforts being made to reach an agreement on a bill that would curtail the Israeli Supreme Court's oversight powers by removing its ability to strike down decisions it deems, quote, unreasonable. Israeli police dispersed protesters with water cannon on Thursday after they flocked to the highways in Tel Aviv to protest against the judiciary overhaul. Lawmakers are expected to vote on Monday about the measure. U.S. officials say that North Korea has yet to respond to their efforts to discuss the fate of the American soldier who dashed across to Korea's heavily militarized border. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says the U.S. is deeply concerned about not knowing Private Travis King's condition in North Korea.
This is not a country that is known for humane treatment of Americans or frankly, anybody else for that matter.
For unknown reasons, Private Second Class Travis King ran into North Korea while on a civilian tour within the demilitarized zone on Tuesday. Russia is conducting joint naval drills with China and the Sea of Japan. We hear more from VOA's Richard Green.
The Russian Defense Ministry said Thursday the main goal of the exercises is to strengthen naval cooperation between the two countries and maintain stability and peace in the Asia-Pacific region. The ministry said the drills will include anti-submarine missions and naval combat, plus sea and air escort of ships, along with plans to carry out joint artillery fire. Ties between Moscow and Beijing have grown closer ever since Russia launched his invasion of Ukraine last year. The two nations carried out a joint air patrol over the seas of Japan and East China last month, which prompted South Korea to deploy fighter jets as a precaution. Richard Green for VOA News.
The death toll from a massive landslide in western India rose to 16 on Thursday as rescue operations were suspended, with about 100 people still feared trapped. And these women were nearby, and they were mourning the deaths of their loved ones in the accident. Land gave way in the middle of the night to the remote mountain hamlet of Irshawadi in the state of Maharashtra, about 60 kilometers from Mumbai, flattening several houses and trapping many who were living there. Rescuers searched for over 12 hours in heavy rains and fog, dodging large boulders that tumbled down the mountain slope, according to a Reuters witness as well as local media. For pictures, video stories, and more, follow us on social media. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.